Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
All right, welcome to Carte Blanche Breakfast. It's Wednesday morning. We have two amazing guests today. I'm not going to introduce them. They're going to have to introduce themselves, but they're not really close friends of mine or anything like that. We found them off the street because the real people we needed to come in didn't show up. It's the third time happening to us. But yeah, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Yeah, sure. Hey, everyone. This is Olivia Leone here speaking.
I'm Lauren Diaz.
And Chuck is here as well. So we don't have anything planned as usual, so we're probably gonna annoy you for like the first 5 minutes as we get our feet under us. But
yeah, last time we talked about Rune's name for the first 15 minutes of that.
Sometimes I want to say it's Rune Kirby, and sometimes I want to say it's Rune Jimmer.
It is both.
Is it? Wait. Yeah. So last name is
Kirby.
I thought I decided it was Jimmer. Isn't that your Facebook?
Oh, I decided. I just got to decide that.
No, yesterday I was like, Kirby is like his fun handle, and Jimmer is his last name.
No, Kirby's actually the opposite. Business Kirby.
Okay.
Here, drag that closer to you.
I got you.
But no, Jimmer you used to be my nickname.
Okay.
Which is like not cool anymore because nobody calls me that anymore.
Well, is there a reason behind that or no?
I used to have really... Do you remember Jimmer Vredette, the basketball player?
Yeah.
I used to have really curly hair when I was little, and everyone thought I was like little Jimmer Vredette.
That's funny.
Yeah, the Mormon guy, right?
Yeah, the Mormon one.
Yeah. Did I play into it at all or no?
No, not at all. I didn't even try going Mormon.
Pure coincidence.
Pure coincidence.
Password. It was same as it was that I guessed, and then I deleted all of our texts ever off of his phone, and then I saw him the next day, and he was like, actually, like, this is such a weird, sad thing to say, but like, last night I must have like really like deleted all of our texts ever, and it actually like makes me really sad, and like, I'm bummed I did that, and like, I miss it, like, whatever. And I was just like, oh my god, that's crazy. Like, but like, I am crazy. Like, I cannot believe I did that. And like, all I'd said was literally like, hi. And like, I was so mortified. And I just like, I deleted all of our texts ever from like being together for over a year, and like pictures that were in our whatever, and like totally erased it from his phone.
How much time did you have? Like, did you ever like get nervous? Were you shaking as like, oh my gosh, is someone gonna come back and see? Like,
when
how much time did you have on your
that
hands?
I thought, when like my muscle memory was correct about the password, I just knew I had to. Once I was in the phone, I was like, okay, these are gone.
That is the most diabolical thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's not like me.
I feel like you should have texted him back.
It's unlike me to
like,
do.
I miss you from his phone.
Yeah, like,
I know. He would have thought he sent it.
That would have been awesome. Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
Because if you weren't over him at the time, maybe that was just a little spark you needed.
Yeah, but I would have wished it was him. I would have wished it was him that said it, not me. And I would have known, like, this was me to me.
but
he, I think it's all about him.
Yeah, it's true.
Tricked him into wanting
it's
it back.
True. I mean, as is, the fact that he noticed the texts were gone, like, right away the next morning, like, that all of our texts were gone for good, like, he must have been kind of thinking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think you won that interaction for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
But that is unlike me. I need the record to show that was a crazy thing to do.
We all do crazy things for love. That's one thing we have noticed on the show is
everyone's crazy.
Yeah, if you think you're crazy, there's someone out there that has done 10 things 10 times.
This is actually something we say to each other all the time, because we always wake up like Sunday or Wednesday or Friday or Saturday from the night before, and we're like, oh my god, I'm so crazy. But then all of us are like, no, like, the people out there are like actually crazy.
There's actually like, crazy so people, like people who text people like, what class are you in right now?
Yeah,
like, I would never text
mid-afternoon texters.
Oh my god.
Yeah. We stay away.
Yeah, I don't know, me and Rune, like, after having this show and talking about it for so long, we're beginning to think it's us.
Yeah, no.
You guys are the crazy
guys.
Yeah,
we tell these stories and we're like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, waiting for someone to come to the point of it, find someone worse.
Yeah. So, Olivia, you have any crazy stories?
Just to make it even more streamlined, I have a bit of a weekend recap and a crazy story of mine. So, to give the viewers some background, and Rune clued me in that he knows a little bit this weekend, I dated a a guy from high school long distance. And we've been broken up for like a, quite some time now, but like still talk all the time, and Lauren hates him. And it's this weekend, like we have not talked, like, or we haven't like seen each other more than once or twice in the last year. And then like this weekend, I was just like, came home Saturday and was like, schmacked and like bummed. You guys know the feeling. Yep. And like I'm in bed, like wash my face, was very much going to bed, and then like send my usual like lonely text. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, I'm in Boston. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no.
And then yeah, hours later, so my friends were entertaining male guests elsewhere, so I had to be super sneaky. And he like Ubers from his hotel, from his like squash tournament, and like came over at like 4 a.m. and then left the next morning at 8, and none of my friends knew. And it was like so, so sneaky. And then I didn't tell them, which was, that was the crazy part, is that I lied to my friends. But then I told them the next day at like 6 p.m., which was like the ultimate, like, what? So that was like one crazy, but that whole couple years is quite a few crazy interactions. Yeah. I would say
something that that reminded me of, and you guys can talk about this, we were talking on Sunday about how Saturday is like the loneliest night of the week, like if you, because every other night of the week you're like, oh, but there's still Thursday, there's still Friday, like whatever, and then Saturday when you're in bed you're like, this is over.
Oh, and you're like, oh
yeah, like you have to wait till Tuesday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, yeah, that's very true. And in your head, you're thinking everyone, like, every one of your bodies is, like, not in the same boat as you. You think you're the only one.
No.
Yeah, that's a concept we also talked about, where it's, like, is everyone having more sex than
but
I
usually
am?
No, but one's having sex,
apparently not a real,
sad.
A real mentality. But
I'm
who knows?
I just, like, think that it's better just, like, not even want to go out and do that.
Yeah.
And then if it happens,
totally.
Like, that's great.
No, that's...
But then if you come back and play, like, video games until 5 a.m. with your friends... Like,
and then the night's great. Or just don't go to bed. Yeah. That was Run of Ruin's tactics the other weekend.
Yeah, I do a very... I do an unbelievable job at not going to bed. Or really any night.
The night at the Grand?
Yes.
That night
that was the one.
Yeah.
That night you did not go
yeah.
to bed.
I just get very scared of me not having fun. And, like, I think I'm always going to miss out. And I just get to the point where I just don't want to sleep because I'm scared that... then like I'll lose out on the fun.
Yeah, my FOMO's worse at like 3 a.m. 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like what's everyone else
I
doing
text everyone.
Those are when the really fun text messages are sent out.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
They show your true colors. Yeah. I usually I'll light up my yeah. family group chat.
You really
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Was it Saturday or Friday night when you FaceTime Kennedy?
Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday. On Thursday night, Ruin FaceTimed his sister at like
oh,
3 a.m.
No.
And everyone in the house talked to her. And while he was talking to her, he fell down the stairs. It might have injured his shoulder.
Oh, my shoulder is... It's actually like... the bruise is ridiculously big.
Oh,
and I have a big cut on my back. I got a text from my sister. Like,
for the listeners, it looks like a shark bite.
Mm-hmm. And I tell everyone that it... is a shark bite. Yeah.
The things we do to have someone to talk to at.
Yeah.
I fell down the stairs and you're not even talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah. And okay, so freshman year I came in having a girlfriend.
Okay.
And
didn't we all?
Yeah, I guess. It didn't really, it lasted like a month, I think. But within that month, I think I did like so much, like some the worst things I've ever done in my life. not like to the girl, but just like cringy stuff, you know. And she went to UNH, so it's like an hour away. And so I think one night I went to the lacrosse house and then got kicked out for some reason.
Were you being cringy?
No.
Okay.
Then I get back to my dorm room and like I'm all alone and she's like texting me like, what are you doing, like whatever, and she's like, I miss you or whatever. And so then I'm like, you know what would be crazy right now? If I Ubered to UNH at 3 a.m. And so then I Uber to UNH at 3 a.m.
Thinking it's so romantic and like...
Yeah.
Swoops in.
In an Uber XL and I sit in the front seat of the Uber XL. Just like a $300 Uber.
A yeah. man on his stallion.
Yeah.
This Uber driver probably thought like this is just a pretty white boy with daddy's card and
yeah.
just like trying to be funny.
Yeah, it was terrible. But then so I show up at her place and I call her and she doesn't open up until like 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
And because she was asleep. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the bathroom when I'm there to like, you know, go to the bathroom. And I leave my phone out. And she knows there's a like password to my phone too. And I was like texting some girl earlier that night to find out about like where everyone was going because she was in my class.
Mm-hmm.
So then I come out of the bathroom, I'm like, what's up? And then she punches me in the face.
Oh my God.
And then calls my dad and then gives me my phone to talk to my dad. And I'm so, like, I can't talk at this point. So my dad's like on the phone, like he, because he's up in the morning because he's a psychopath.
Uh-huh.
He's like talking to me, like, what are you doing? What are you, like, what is it? And I'm just like, you know, how it goes. And then I had to have a serious talk with my dad and my girlfriend and the other girl almost that week. And it was just,
oh my God.
Was the other girl actually let on, or was it just classic, like, freshman, like, what's everyone all doing tonight?
Yeah, 4 years later, was the other girl just another girl?
Well,
was she just a girl from class?
I went to high school. Well, I didn't go to high school with her, but all my friends went to high school with her, and okay. So I knew her pretty well from before. Okay. And so, like, I came in knowing that it was me, her, and like two other guys that I knew from like my home state.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all kind of were in like a group chat, and then it might have been. I don't even remember. Maybe it was sketchy.
How much was the Uber?
Do you regret that it was XL?
Very much.
It was like $200. It was the extra room so needed.
Yeah, no, it was like, I literally sat like there was five.
Rune, I feel like you're sitting on some secrets over there.
Oh, I don't hold in secrets. I tell
Let's
all,
hear it.
Okay, let's hear some Rune.
By far my craziest story was when I was playing in, so I dated this girl for 5 years.
Mm.
She's now engaged. Very happy for her.
Oh my God.
No, that was not tough to see, obviously.
Is it Kelly Flanagan from The Bachelor?
No.
I'm joking.
We love that you guys love Kelly. Yeah.
She went to the same, her 5-year reunion was when I graduated.
What? That's crazy.
She's like really, really good friends with my friend named Dom Panetta.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so cool. We ship Kelly.
That's why I like loved Kelly like right off the bat.
Yeah.
But then she actually turned out to be pretty normal and fun to like.
Yeah. She was a good one.
No, she's legit. But when I was playing junior hockey, I played in Odessa, Texas, which is like West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend at the time went to Michigan State. I think they had a long weekend or something. So she bought a, I was like, yeah, like, come watch me play a game like down in Texas, like come for like a long weekend. She's like, okay, sweet. Like I just bought my ticket. So then like the day before she gets down there, I'm like, what time do you get in? And she was like, oh, like it's hard to like read like what this thing says. So she sends me like a screenshot of the ticket that she bought. I'm like, Trish, like, why are you flying into Dallas? Like I play hockey in Odessa. And she's like, oh, I just thought it would be close. Like maybe you can come pick me up. Like Odessa was like really expensive. I'm like, no, like I get that, like that logic, but Odessa is 5.5 hours away from Dallas. And she was like, oh, do you think like maybe you could just like come pick me up? And I was like,
call her an Uber.
I was like, oh,
Uber XL.
So I did before the day of the game. I think it was like I got up at like something crazy, like 4 or 5, drove to Dallas, picked her up, came back like before, like maybe 2 hours before a game, which is like right when you're supposed to get there. So I literally was in the car all day at the game. I took like a slap shot, like a puck to the neck, like closed my trachea, ended up in the hospital.
Oh my God.
They had to get like something shoved down my throat. So obviously I was in like tough shape. And,
oh my God.
That next night, none of us really thought of it because I thought like she was just going to, like get a different plane ticket or like take care of it herself. Like hopefully she could see that like that was a huge inconvenience. And then next night she just goes, we should probably leave here at like probably 11 p.m. because of my flight's early in the morning. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, you're still flying out of Dallas? And she was like, oh no, like I'll drive there. Like maybe you can drive back. I'm like, no, like I'm not driving anywhere. She's like, oh, like I just don't want to like spend the money. I'm like, listen, like I'm just not going to do that. And so like I woke up. I went to the airport in Odessa, bought her a plane ticket out of Odessa, like at the counter, And she was like, no, like, don't do that. So, like, you don't have to do that, as if, like, she's being nice saying that I don't have to do this. But if I didn't do it, I would have to drive, like, 10 hours.
Yeah.
So it was a lose-lose situation. And she was just so, like, not naive, but just, like, I guess, like, inconsiderate of, like, what my options were. Either I buy a plane ticket for her or I drive 10 hours for her. And she was like, oh, my gosh, like, you don't
like,
need
intubated
to.
Intubated the day before.
Yeah, I was just like... There's a chance, like,
seeing the light.
If I drive home by myself, like, something bad happens.
Did you guys get in a huge spat, or did you just take it?
That night was awful. The night leading up to it, I remember we stayed up, like, pretty much all night arguing of if I was going to drive back to Dallas or if I was just going to buy her ticket.
That's crazy.
And I don't think it crossed her mind once that, like, maybe she'd pitch in for this ticket. Because, like, her rationale was, I already bought a plane ticket. Why would I buy a new plane ticket?
Did she pay for the gas either way?
Why'd she ever, like, there was no texting involved when she booked the flight in and out of Dallas?
No. I guess she was just like, oh, like, I'm going to come see you play. Like, I just got tickets.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, sweet. Like, that's awesome. God. I feel like that story makes me out to seem like the good guy, but
yeah,
I'm trying to think of like one that where I'm the bad guy.
There's a lot.
There's many. There are many.
I feel like I have many more bad guy for like surfers, like 1 month relationships, stuff like that. Because when I'm in a relationship, I'm like a softie.
I feel like that's boys' sort of. Once they let someone in, they're like in.
Yeah, way too in.
I feel like guys are, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys probably know this, but like, I feel like guys do a great job of acting very, very like strong and secure, like when you're not actually with them. But then once you're actually connected, like I feel like guys turn very insecure and need like
reassuring. Always say this. I think girls fall more easily and more often, but guys fall deeper.
Yeah, it's like
I think I do both at the same time. Like, all the time.
A renaissance man.
After, like, a relationship ends, I feel like for a week the girl's, like, a mess. But then for, like, 3 or 4 months, the guy's like, ah, oh, I really screwed that up, eh?
Yeah. That's no, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like girls have not, like, better coping mechanisms, but I feel like guys probably go about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
I think depending on the girl. I think girls are pretty good at hiding it, too.
Yeah. Well, we're also not very emotional.
Yeah, we push it all away.
Yeah. Girls or you two?
Us too.
We know girls who are not.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you can make up a name, but in your group, do you have, a girl that is total opposite?
We have girls.
We have two, it's great, but, I think that Liv is the furthest on the spectrum. Like, we'll never say if she's upset.
Like, the other day I tripped and Lauren was like, that's so cute. You showed,
Humanity. The best way to tell that Liv's, so upset is the manic is just, kicked up, 80 notches. It's like, we have to go to this darty. It's like, I'm wearing these shoes to the darty.
Yeah,
it's just, crazy.
I go extreme go out. I'm, in a bad
place. I feel
place.
I'm just, subdued. And then I had my once a year cried at a party.
Yeah, don't you guys think, once a year? So, we were just talking about this the other day. Once a year, you just cry at a party. And maybe you guys don't agree.
I have
once
mine
a year, you lose it. And you
ago,
don't
but
really
I don't
know why.
Remember if I outed myself or if the crying outed me. But people definitely knew I wasn't okay.
We have a beautiful picture of me crying at a party.
Good. Do you guys think once a year or more than once a
No, I think
once
a year.
Once a year.
You really lose it. And then you wake up the next morning and you're I'm really okay.
This wasn't gentle crying.
You're
lost
sobbing.
It at the party.
I don't know if I was or not.
I don't really remember. I there was a couple times, or once this year, that I made Rune cry. I was.
Yeah, you cried at the party. Yeah.
I'm looking at Charlie like, how can you do this to me, Charlie? I'm showing a picture of me crying at a party. I looked like a puppy dog looking at my owner like, you really acted like you threw the tennis ball and you didn't throw it?
I forget what. We probably have to talk about why that happened off air.
Yeah, I actually don't know why it was.
I just remember
to this day.
I just remember everything that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you cry the last time?
Okay, there was this guy that I hooked up with for a year, And we never were, like, super together, but we hooked up for a year. And, like, I kind of deemed it that I liked him because he was super comfortable. And then he's with someone new now. And
but we're all
I'm
also
subjected,
friends. Like,
and
it's,
we're
like,
all
within
friends.
The friend group.
Like, good friends. And we pre-gamed with just him and one other friend.
Yeah.
Which was, like, a lot. And then he's with this new girl. It's, like, super in front of me all the time. But just, like, seeing him opt for her being his place, like, comfort place, like, sucks. Because I was, like, I'm not really into him, but he makes me feel comfortable. And, like, that was my whole thing with him. And then now he's, like, super comfortable with not me. And it's in my face. And it's just, it was bound to happen. I'd been subjected to them so many nights straight. And this night just
But the thing about crying at a party is, well, my crying at a party was, like, even more stupid. But, like, it's so not about, like, even the night. It's just, like, once a year.
It's
just, the like,
when it rains, it pours, like, storm of stuff. Like, I don't really know if it had a ton to do with everyone. I, like, think it had to do with it just happened, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
I usually just cry once a year, I think, when I'm alone.
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
the car and I listen to, like, a song from, like, sometime.
Yeah, hits different.
I like that, what you're talking about, like, being comfortable. But also, it's a scary, scary place to be in because I have, just, like, friends that you're very, very comfortable with at the same time is a very hard line to, like, toe in, toe out of.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because we're all friends. And my whole thing is, like, no one misses someone who's, like, bad to them. So I would never want to, like, ignore them or, like, not, like, block their number. Like, something like that. Like, no one misses someone who sucks, but people miss someone who's great. So I just like being around and, like, being myself. But it's hard and draining.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because, yeah, if I were to be, like, in that situation, I think I'd... without even, like, realizing it, I probably wouldn't go to, like, those pre-games or, like, those parties as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, yeah, I think we didn't. But then it's, like, you want to be
like
friends
still.
It's
our senior
we
spring,
were.
And these guys, yeah. they are our friends. It's hard.
No, that makes sense.
I don't know. Comfort, man.
Yeah. I always think that, too, if I'm, like, sad alone, like, that some, like, for some reason the other person knows it and they just don't. But you're like, they know. They definitely
know. Yeah. Yeah. People are so loud in their own heads that, like, you kind of forget no one's thinking about you at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is also an equally sad fate.
No, I would so much rather have no one think about me at all.
Yeah, no. Same. Spotlight effect.
Yeah.
We all think everyone cares.
Mm-hmm. Like, it... Oh, no, we have someone calling in.
Ooh.
All right, let's try to do this thing.
It's like 8-step process.
I think you do this. You can turn it on, and then you do this.
I'm kind of nervous. Who could it be?
All right, you're on air, I believe. Can you hear us?
Is it still ringing, though?
Hello? Okay, I guess they hung up.
Okay. I believe through email, online. There should be a few emails that...
Yes. Yep, you can email wmfo.org. There should be a few emails online there that will get you in touch with who you're looking for.
I'm sorry, WMFO?
Yep, dot org.
Dot org. Is the individual's name, can I address him or her?
You can address... and there should be, like, manager or... studio manager, something along those lines. When you in the email, yeah.
Okay,
in the email address.
I was just trying to reach out to the individual. I know my buddy has been at your studio. He was part of Gulliver, the band, local band, and they performed and had their records.
Okay, yeah.
On air there, but we're doing something else here in Somerville for the Center for Arts at the Armory, and I wanted to talk to somebody there. I'm a board member. I just wanted to reach out. So I'll email wmfo.org to the manager, and I'll go from there.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you for taking the call. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
We should have asked him his relationship status.
We should have asked him about his exes.
We should have asked, are you over your exes?
Maybe that's what he's like on here for. Like,
he's like
he hears
dying for human connection.
Yeah.
We haven't had any luck in this show of getting someone back with their ex.
I feel like for the most part, you don't. You shouldn't.
Yes.
Oh.
For better or for worse.
Okay. That's our only goal.
You asked me to do this a while ago.
Yeah.
Is it scary being seniors, in terms of
Yeah, no, seriously, like, don't think that I'm coming at you or anything, yeah, but, like, no. The latent function of, like, college is to, like, meet and, like, marry, you know?
Yeah, I think, like, as such stunning, perfect, smart individuals as we are.
Humble.
Yeah, and humble, incredibly, incredibly so. I'm not super worried, and also just, like, I did kind of do my college in reverse, and, like, I dated, like, I really wasn't single until, like, I feel like this year. Even though, I don't know. So it's like, I kind of had a bit of a freshman year, like, this year. So, mm-hmm. like, I'm not super worried about it. And, like, no, because I feel like also, like, I wouldn't trade, like, technically I've been single for the last 2 years, but I guess not really, but it's complicated. But I think, like, I've gotten to know myself so much more, and, like, I truly have changed so much.
Which is also a point of college.
Yeah, which is, like, yeah. even more so the point, because I don't really, like, care about what I'm studying and, like, I don't know. Like, so it's been kind of like, I don't know. It's been very informative for myself, I think, more so. And I also, like, see so many people in college relationships that, like, don't really want to be with each other. And, like, maybe.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like, I don't envy them. This,
like, in the long distance relationships.
You guys
relationships,
might think it, but,
like,
we don't.
Yeah,
envy,
like,
you guys.
Yeah. Like, the long distance relationships, you get, like, how hard it is. And, like, if you're willing to, like, sacrifice, like, nights out to go visit that, or, like, yeah. like, being with someone here that's, like, easy and casual. Like, and, like, that's, like, something that I would want to be in. But, like, being in, like, a stupid, like, we hook up for a long time and we, like, say we're dating, but, like, we're not. And, like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'm not in something for convenience, and I feel like a lot of, like, college stuff is.
I kind of honestly am liking this time as senior year because it's the first time where, like, okay, so I got the compliment one time, and I want to run with it, is that I'm the only person who they actually believe, like, genuinely means it when they say, I'll just see where it goes. Like, because I don't really, like, I'm not really ever trying to ensnare people into dating me, and I mean it. But
yeah,
senior
that's, like,
year
to
does
all the
help.
Boys listening, like, we're not trying to date you.
Senior year like, does help that people actually believe it when I'm, like, I'm not looking to make this, like, into something. Mm-hmm. Like I just want to hang out because I want to hang out. And, like, I like being around the people I like being around. And I feel like it's not... doesn't sound like a scheme when you're a second yeah. semester senior, because it kind of makes sense. Like, it won't be here.
I think I'm... I totally agree with that, because I'm kind of toying... Or, like, Charlie and some other guys, like, give me a little bit of crap for it, but like, I tried a few times, instead of just, like, going to a party and, like, finding someone to, like actually ask someone out on a date. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because I feel like as sophomores, or, you know, you're saying that if you're asking on a date, like, you actually, like, don't go into it, like, expecting anything or, like, thinking that I have, like, ulterior motives or anything. Mm-hmm. But that's all I've noticed is, like, going on dates with someone, as much as, like, girls say, like, oh, my gosh, like, nobody asked me on a date. But as soon as you do, they start thinking, like, oh, like, he just wants to, like, do this with me, or he just mm-hmm. wants to, or, like, he like, wants to date me. I'm like, no, like, let's go on a date first. And then
I had a,
like,
friend
see where it goes, but it just doesn't
year,
work
once
out.
A month he asked a girl on a date. Like, it doesn't, like, matter. He just, like, once a month, like, had to do it, like, at least go on, like, one, like, maybe two if it was good. And I, like, I don't know, I just don't think, like, people do that anymore, which is probably why girls are, like, weird about it. But
I think you're gonna have to, like, after college.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've been watching a horrible show.
Oh my gosh,
what have
show?
You guys called watched Dating Around? Don't watch it.
Why?
It's like they so follow one bad. Person, go on 5 blind dates through the night, and then the end of the episode
you
is like
they choose for a second one.
Yeah, but it's horribly depressing because literally,
all
like, I wouldn't
are
date
really
anyone.
Cringe.
They're
and
just awful.
And they're not good to look at on the screen.
And they have terrible table manners. Like, literally watching them eat's like
oh,
the worst thing ever.
They smack their lips.
They're terrible.
Honestly, I feel like this would be like a very, like, good thing to watch.
It
and,
would
like,
be
learn.
A good show, but it's poorly done.
It makes you feel confident in that you're like,
it
wow,
makes me think, like,
you could win.
Anyone would be like so happy to end up at the table with me instead of those people, but
yeah.
like
circling back to we're so normal and everyone's
yeah. we are very dateable people. Just like, we need to let everyone know that we are
yeah.
the dateable people.
Yeah, you guys can't see yeah, us, but we are.
I don't know. I think I've got some question marks.
What makes you think you're the most undateable? If that's not too deep,
I feel like I just don't know.
Yeah, what's your least dateable quality?
My
yeah.
emotional maturity, I guess.
And, but recognizing one. That is, like, infinitely
recognizing
more emotionally
that
mature than...
dateable.
That's dateable.
No, I'm kidding.
Check mark.
Mine is definitely I don't know how to, like, play it cool. Like, I just, oh, yeah, right. I just, like, say everything, like, as I'm thinking. Like, you'll know everything I'm thinking, but I've learned that, like, girls like guys who, like, don't like them.
Mysterious.
Yeah, like, but I'm just, like...
No, like, you're very interesting. Like, I'll just like, wow, you're very interesting.
I think
like,
I really like
I think
you.
I think I like you. No, like, no,
we're going to end
like
up together.
We're going to be a very locked relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, good. No, this is actually why I started the show, is to get people on here and like, I can get this out on here where I only have 8 listeners rather than having to go tell everyone like on a Saturday night.
Party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys? What's your most undateable quality?
I think I'm like very like I put myself first. Like I think like I, and this is like maybe something that has changed, and I just also like wasn't in a place where I should have been in a relationship, but like doing the long distance thing, like I didn't want to like all the time like go and like leave Tufts, and like he also like really hated college and I like didn't, so I like wanted to put myself first. And then like when I went abroad, like I didn't want to go abroad with him, like I wanted to go somewhere else. And like I think it's just like a lot of like little decisions, and like I'm happy I made all of them because like here I am and like we're not together, and I'm so happy I didn't do anything differently. But like also when you're young and like doing careers and stuff, like I just like I don't want to like choose a life for myself for anyone else.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is undateable, but it's also like something you have to compromise on eventually.
I don't know, some of our friends are like looking to go to work where their like girlfriends are, and I'm just your guys are gonna either get married and divorce or just like have a terrible, terrible
Well, I think it's dumb, but I also had a wise conversation with someone once who like was like literally the only reason actually kind of to make decisions for like anything is like who you're with, which like I get, but also I have a hard time like dealing with that at this point, but maybe later. I don't know.
I feel like that quality will be like very much appreciated after.
Yeah.
Like,
all those qualities are very much, I think the relationships that I've been in like high school and juniors, and like technically when I was supposed to be in college, like first few years of college, was you think that you need to depend on each other and like do things together because like that will strengthen you, but the more things like you depend on each other for, like the more stuff you have to argue about together.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Lauren?
Well, I don't know how we're gonna fix this one, but I do really like my space, and but at the same time I like being in their space. Like I would be happy to, if I texted them much, or like I was in their space, but then when I go back to like my own life, like I need to be alone, or like then if someone's in my space a lot, I feel like I get super turned off by them, or just like,
but I also illusion think you've shattered. Gotten better at that too. Like, so Lauren and I sleep in the same bed every night, like,
and
just
I used
for
to
fun.
Not want her at all,
and she
too.
Used to hate me, but I've like squeezed my way. Because yeah, I'm now a big like emotional love or a physical love, and Lauren's like not.
I love my friends because I can feel alone while I'm with them, but boys, I've never been able to really not feel like a little bit like
put off,
like
you're
too
with
much
me right now, and I need you to not be. But we'll see. Yeah, and I think what it is then like I said, like the illusion gets shattered once they're like too much in your space. But I think that's a problem of putting boys on pedestals also, because then you think they're so great, and then they're around and they're
not good people.
Yeah.
I read this book called Doors of Perception.
Yeah.
Which talks about not really people, but seeing, like, we're wired to see everything in life as like what it can do for us, just like survival mode. Like this phone is like not a phone, but this phone is like what it can do for me, or like vice versa. Like a person is not a person. Like I look at Charlie more so as like my friend, what he is to me, than he is like his own person with his own life or whatever.
Yeah.
So like I think in terms of, and I just thought it would be, I don't think you ever could like wire your brain to, but I thought it'd be like so interesting to like somebody that you're like totally in love with, or like your best friends with, like Charlie, to just like be able to observe his life like without me like actually in it, to then see like what he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But like at the same time, there's like a lot of like philosophers that say that like who you are is actually everything that you see. So like who I am isn't who I am without seeing and like having Charlie in your life, and it's all
it's
connected.
Like how you perceive the world is like what makes you.
It's interesting.
I like that.
How often do you guys talk about like this stuff when you're off the show? Is ex-girlfriends commonplace, or do you reserve it for 10 a.m.
Yeah, do boys talk about
Wednesdays?
Girls? This is like actually like a real mystery.
Charlie, you can. I feel like me and you do a decent job at talking about things when we need to.
Yeah, I don't really. Do we talk about girls that much?
Yeah.
We do?
I mean, yeah, think about it. Talk about.
Oh, Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it just depends where I'm at.
Yeah, situational.
Yeah, like day to day, probably not. But right. Like, yeah. If there's something like monumental comes up that like I feel like needs to.
We have good check-ins when we need them.
I feel like you guys are good about that, though. Like, we always talk about how, like, a lot of boys, like, dump, like, a lot of emotional...
Stuff on the girl,
and then they're, like, yeah, but they, like, don't want to, like, be anything with you, but they want to, like, have someone to, like, tell everything
but
to.
But it is always a curiosity of ours, like, if boys, like, tell their friends, like, who they get with or not. I feel like I've always been in the camp of that they don't, but then sometimes we've been proven wrong.
Right. We usually do, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, even when I don't want to.
Right. No, it's like a code. It's just like, yeah. No, everyone knows. I feel like everybody that I've, whatever, vice versa. I know it's safe at the same time. Like, you do need to tell some people, especially in college. Like, I mean, last year me and Charlie weren't gonna start it up, but last year in the spring we would go to Starbucks maybe like once a week. And we just like
Thursday happy
talk
hour
about like real stuff tomorrow. Or whatever.
There's a happy hour at Starbucks.
Oh my gosh. It's BOGO from 2 to 5, 2 to 7. 2 to 7.
But don't let them fool you. It's not every Thursday.
But it is tomorrow, I think. Because I got a push notification.
Yeah.
Alright, and we'll go tomorrow.
We'll talk about the good things.
I'll confirm this with you guys tomorrow of Starbucks, the Starbucks app.
We also want to promote, and we want you guys there about our car. We're hopefully going to start it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If not next, just when hopefully getting warmer and warmer. Not next weekend.
It's spring break next weekend.
Miami.
It is. Good point.
Miami.
Oh, you girls are going too, aren't you?
When are you guys going?
Should we do like
a
remote?
We're going for like 8 nights. We're going the whole time. Oh, wow. We're doing
not
Miami.
Not a night missed.
We're going to get there. You guys are going to be like red.
No, yeah.
Well, also, we don't have a place. Okay, hopefully Ethan's not listening, but we are staying at our friend's apartment.
And we're planning on staying at his place. And yeah. He's like one night max, but we need 3 nights. The third night being the Ides of March, which is timely.
Yeah.
The death of Julius Caesar falls the night our friend won't let us stay at his house. But
so we're going to sleep like in his bathtub.
We said we'd sleep vertically stacked in the bathtub, and he was like, one night, we need boy time.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
it's Miami. Like,
yeah, seriously. We'll just stay out all night and then come back during the day and be like, we're over for breakfast, and then like sleep.
Let's go to like 11.
Me and Charlie had 2 nights where we didn't.
Just didn't sleep?
Oh, no, we went to the beach and watched the sunrise.
It was the most beautiful thing.
I think we could sleep on the beach. I don't know in Miami, though. I'm kind of scared.
Oh, no, it's very safe.
Oh, yeah. It depends. I think it depends where you are.
Yeah. We're staying in South Beach.
Yeah.
Well, Ethan's is in North Beach, but then we stay in South Beach when we're just us. When the hockey guys are here, we're in South Beach.
We're, I only know the Fountain Blue because that's the only place we've stayed at, but is that all the same, like, area?
I don't remember where it is.
South Beach.
I'm assuming.
Last year, me and Charlie also slept on the pool, like, chairs. I woke up and like families were like starting to go down to the pool. I was like, oh.
You're like, let's get in.
I was like, hey, got here.
You're washing
early.
Your face in the
seats.
Pool. Kids are like learning to swim.
Throwing up.
Oh my God.
But we're excited for Miami. What was I saying before, Miami? Oh, what we want to do is hopefully this weekend we can start it. Our show is called Carte Blanche Breakfast. So we want to put a speaker system either on the basketball courts by South or by the tennis courts. And it looks like we have a DJ booth, but we're really just cooking up pancakes. And people come up and like just listen to music and eat pancakes. And maybe
so
play
fun.
Tennis.
And or hot dogs.
Tennis.
And or hot dogs. Charlie likes the hot dogs.
Our guest last week said that they eat hot dogs with mayonnaise.
You need new guests.
We could do hot dogs wrapped in pancakes. I just made that up.
Hot dog pancakes.
No, we were thinking that too, like pigs
dogs,
in a blanket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I also saw something on Twitter yesterday. There was hot dog waffles.
Oh.
I don't know how they make
like
that.
A waffle like bun.
No, it was like the hot dogs would look like they were
smashed
mashed.
On a waffle.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
a tough
know if
concept.
Like I'm loving the flavor of hot dog enough to be like, let's reinvent this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, sometimes you just you're happy with what it is.
Dude, what's your guys' plan like for the show? Like, where do you want to? So you want to cure a past relationship?
We joke around about it, but honestly, it's just really refreshing to like get on and just talk about stuff. It's
also,
fun.
It's also been good to like actually talk to people too.
I know.
Like,
That's what I do feel like senior year. That's honestly like for
there's
me
so
the
many
most
familiar
scary thing
faces
is
that you know nothing
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know yeah. people from like go out, but I don't know people in real life.
Yeah, I feel like half the people I meet when I go out, I don't say hi to you the next day.
Yeah.
I don't remember their name.
No, I know. Names and faces yeah. are all both right. a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's been good about this.
Yeah. No, it's definitely cool. Remember we kind of gave up on ours.
You guys just.
We had a music one though, but we just didn't.
Oh yeah.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, ours was mostly music. No worries. Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences. Kind of creative.
Kind of creative.
Your guys are showing
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so tough.
I love coming in.
It's so tough.
Is it though? I don't even think Tufts would deign the word bachelorettes.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I wasn't even one of you guys though.
What am I picking up on?
Oh, our radio show is called Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences.
Wow.
Like a bachelor's degree, but bachelorettes.
Nice. I like that one. And how'd it work?
It was fine.
I was gone for
we
most of
it. We
even
did it over the summer. We were at Tufts this summer, and we kept it going. One night, we forgot to come, like, 5 weeks straight.
It was on, like, Tuesday evenings. And we had other things to do.
How was Tufts over the summer? Because I'm going to be
I actually had the best time of my life.
Really?
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was a
summer.
Really great group here.
And the pub does karaoke almost every week, which is so fun. And it's like summer camp.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And it's like you don't appreciate how nice it is to walk around here until it's like golden hour in the summer.
And there's like
there is a lot to appreciate about like Tufts when you can actually walk around without it raining or
yeah,
totally. Cold.
And it's like smaller in that like I feel like we would like do whatever we wanted like even more so, but like it was like a high school summer camp, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It was such a good vibe.
Yeah. And I feel like when there's not that many people here, there's less people. Like when I go out, I get worried and get anxious about people who I'm gonna see.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a reason to stay at home.
Olivia, will you do us the pleasure of reading the PSA of the day?
Goodness.
We always go with this one here.
Oh,
it's short and sweet.
This is the one from last week.
All right, to the listeners, don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WFMO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's awesome.
That's good. Thank you.
We're gonna finish on that note because they gotta finish change out the decks here, but we'll switch over to music. Thank you for coming and being our guest.
Thank
this is actually like the
us.
Most
thank
like realistic
guys.
Conversation
we actually
we've
love
had.
It anytime.
Yeah, that was great.
But honestly, we need you girls back before
the end of spring.
We'd love to.
In, like, right after spring break.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Recap spring break.
Oh my god.
Spring
break.
We'll have
break.
To kick up some drama in our
yeah. I think we should do like a remote like broadcast.
Yeah, I think
from
we
Miami.
Should do one from a boat.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we yeah. something.
We do a live. We can do Instagram live on.
Oh my gosh, we have to go
live. Let's do that.
Okay, I love it. I love it.
All right.
Great.
You're listening to 91.5 WFMO Carte Blanche Breakfast.
Fill the empty spaces.
they call you.
WMFO 91.5. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series right here with me, DJ D, and special guest today, Joanne. We are going to kick it for the next hour.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no.
WMFO Medfa.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles.
Ain't no woman like the one.